Every year, Pennsylvania gives out hundreds of millions of dollars in grants, loans, and other financial help to companies. In exchange, the companies promise to invest, build a new office, or create a certain number of jobs. The Department of Community and Economic Development gives out this money, and it's also responsible for holding companies to their promises. The State Auditor General recently came out with a report saying that the DCED needs to do a better job. Keystone Crossroads editor Naomi Starobin spoke with reporter Marielle Segarra about the findings.
Marielle, the state has this system of giving out money to encourage development and grow jobs, but it seems to me that it all hinges on holding the companies accountable and making sure that there are consequences when they don't fulfill their promises.
Right. DCED is supposed to monitor how many jobs these companies actually create or retain. If a firm doesn't hold up its end of the bargain, the department's generally supposed to take the money back. This audit looks at how DCED monitored nearly $213 million it gave out from 2007 to 2010. According to the audit, 44% of the companies given state assistance under these programs didn't meet the terms of their contracts. So, for instance, a company was supposed to create 50 jobs and maybe it created 30, or none.
So how did DCED defend that kind of record?
They say people should look at their overall job creation numbers. Out of the total number of jobs pledged by all the companies in these programs, almost 97% were actually created or retained. But the Auditor General, Eugene T. Pasquale, says looking only at total job numbers allows some companies that exceeded their promises to compensate for the ones that fell short. And he says that's a problem.
Anytime a grant contract doesn't meet its projected total, we should try to find out why so we improve it and don't make that same mistake moving forward.
When these companies didn't meet their job creation requirements, did DCED take the money back?
It's trying. DCED has requested $10.9 million in penalties, but up to the end of the audit period, it had only collected about $4.5 million. A chunk of that will probably never come back to the state because some of the companies have declared bankruptcy. But this is an area where the Auditor General's office says DCED has improved since the last audit.
What else did the report find?
Maybe the most surprising thing, DCED relies on companies to submit signed statements saying they're meeting requirements, but requests the detailed records from only one out of every 10 companies and only in some programs. DCED says the signed statements is enough of a safeguard. Here's press person Stephen Kratz.
There's penalties basically falsifying state government documents if they rely on those forms. Company officials, we feel, would not put themselves in that type of risk by lying about job creation retention numbers.
But DePasquale, the Auditor General, disagrees.
I mean, is that better than nothing? Sure. But the idea that no one would lie, I mean, does anyone have to look at the financial meltdown of 2008 to realize that some people lie?
So what was DCED's response to the audit?
One thing that stood out in their response was when they wrote, quote, "The report is peppered throughout with general statements that seem more like opinion than fact, incongruous in an audit, and in many cases are not supported by the facts." The Auditor General's office responded saying, quote, "We strenuously disagree with this DCED comment and note that DCED provides no foundation to support its opinion." The Auditor General's statement goes on to say they followed auditing guidelines and gave evidence for their findings. If you're getting the hint, the back and forth was tense. Stephen Kratz from DCED says the agency sees things auditors don't, like development that happens because of new companies.
That's really stuff that you can't measure. But when you go out and you see these projects and you talk to our local economic development partners and you talk to the businesses and the people of the community, you can really see the impact.
Does DCED have to follow the recommendations that are made in the audit report?
No, and other state agencies don't legally have to follow audit recommendations either. But DePasquale said people pay attention to these audits. DCED has changed some things since the last audit in 2007, and that could happen again. Also, Governor-elect Tom Wolf has said it's a priority of his to get rid of any corporate incentive programs that don't create jobs in the state.
And we'll be watching. Thanks, Marielle.
Thanks.